Well, a very happy new year. It's 2026. I'm Scoot on the air. I am really glad you're with us in the beginning of this new year. Last year was a good year and a bad year. I mean, there was a lot of great stuff that happened last year. A lot of bad stuff happened last year. A lot of confusing stuff happened last year. You know, the country, I think, is very confused when it comes to politics because it's different every day, but it's the same old crap every day. It's essentially the same kind of stuff. And, man, I think people are just burnt out on it, which is why we de-emphasize politics on this show now, because there's just so much other stuff to talk about that is just not so burdensome. So anyway, we have a lot to get to this afternoon. You understand that the United States has taken into custody the leader and his wife of the country of Venezuela. They have entered a not guilty plea in federal court in New York City today. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But, you know, we're not going to get deep into those arguments. We're going to just mention some of that stuff. The Saints have finished off their season, and it was, I guess, as we expected. There were some ups and there were some downs, and it was pretty much how we thought it would turn out. It would have been nice had the Saints beaten the hated Atlanta Falcons in the final game, but that didn't happen. But before the Saints lost to the Falcons in the final game yesterday, the Saints won four in a row. So how are you feeling about head coach Kellen Moore? How are you feeling about the new quarterback, Tyler Shuck? You know, he's going to go into next season with some experience. Didn't even play the entire season this year. So he's only going to get better, I would think. So we're going to talk about this afternoon and think about this. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your excitement about the Saints going into the next season? On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your excitement about the Saints going into the next season? And are you pulling for a team to win the Super Bowl? The Saints aren't in it. I am totally engaged in the NFL this year. I'm sorry that it's coming to an end, but there have been some incredible games. There was another incredible game last night between the Steelers and the Ravens. And the Steelers won the game because another place kicker missed a chip shot. What is going on with these place kickers? And earlier in the game last night, the Steelers kicker missed an extra point, which would have, you know, at least maybe led to a tie had the Ravens made that field goal, would have gone into overtime. But he missed an extra point, and then a chip shot was missed by the Ravens kicker. How do you explain these misses? These are like easy kicks for some of these players, and it seems like the one thing that is not being really dealt with, or this is what it appears to a fan, the one thing that is not really being dealt with is pressure. How to deal with pressure. How to deal with being under pressure where you have to make the kick. And you might not be able to relate to this in your job, in what you do, and maybe you can relate to it. Think about the times when you're really under pressure. And you absolutely have to get it right. You absolutely have to perform. Do you find yourself choking sometimes? Because obviously that's what's happening with some of these kickers. They're choking. They're choking under pressure. And you know, teams depend on those kickers to make those kicks that are the chip shots, the easy kicks, the ones that they've made over and over and over again, or the extra points. And some extra points have been missed. Extra points that are key extra points. And it seems like some of these kickers just can't handle the pressure. I think sometimes players can't handle the pressure. And they drop passes that they know they have to catch. So, well, we'll talk about that in the show this afternoon. Hey, if you don't have a job, would you consider joining ICE? There's a new campaign. In fact, the government is apparently going to spend about $100 million on this new recruiting campaign to get more ICE agents. They're going to focus on gun lovers, fans of the military, and fans of NASCAR. Are you in? And wait a minute, why focus on those people? Why not focus on the best qualified people? Why focus on gun lovers, fans of the military, and NASCAR fans? And could you do the job if you disagreed with the mission. If you needed to do the job because you needed the money, and apparently I think they make a decent wage. And, you know, the guarantee is now, I think I saw $60 million, but it's been a $50 million, a $50,000 bonus for anybody who joins ICE. Now, there's a catch. You only get $10,000 right up front. And then if you meet certain conditions over time, you get the rest of the money. But if you leave before a certain time, then you have to pay the money back. But you've got a chance to get $10,000 like right now by joining ICE. So are you in? And could you do that job if you disagreed with the mission? I think sometimes we're all asked in our jobs to do things that we disagree with. I guess I'm kind of an exception, and I consider myself very fortunate. But a lot of you have to do things that you might disagree with in your jobs. You don't agree with the policy of the company. You don't agree with what you have to do. But you have to do it because it's your job. Now, if I were forced to have certain opinions on the air, this show would feel a lot different than it does now. And I would have a difficult time doing the show if I was forced to have certain opinions. So anyway, we'll get into that this afternoon. Hey, look, so the Saints season is over. We're going to talk about that. And again, I want you to figure this out. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel, honestly, about the Saints going into next season? And I know the draft and a lot of things can change the equation. But right now, at the end of this season, winning 4 in a row but losing the last game, a close game to the Falcons in Atlanta, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel about the Saints? We'll get into that this afternoon. Also, LSU is looking to get a championship team almost right away. I mean, they might not win the ultimate championship, but LSU, through the portal, can build a team right away. There was a time when if a new coach came into a college team, it would take a couple of years through recruiting players. It would take a couple of years to build a championship team. But through the portal, LSU can get some key players and build a championship team right now. So we'll talk about that this afternoon as well. And I do want to talk about the college playoffs. I want to talk about the NFL playoffs because, man, there's some exciting stuff going on. It's really, really awesome. And I'm sure you've heard that the president is talking more and more now about Greenland. He says, we're coming after you. We're coming after Greenland. We're going to get Greenland. We're going to get there. We're going there. We're going to take Greenland. Is all of this, is Venezuela, is Greenland, is all of this a distraction from the Epstein files? Because more information was released, more mentions of Donald Trump in the Epstein files. Is all of this stuff really a distraction from that? While this president can survive a lot, could he survive the reality if he did? And we don't know if he did. But if he did have sex with underage girls earlier in his life, when he was a full-grown adult, could he survive that? That seems to be a big question. And again, as I have said in videos on Substack and Instagram, it seems to me that the best way to prove that you're not guilty is to release the files. Release the files, protect the names of the survivors of this horrible lifestyle, but release the information and let us know the context in which the name was mentioned so many times in the Epstein files. That's the best way to prove you're innocent. If you don't release the files, what are we to think? All right, Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio this afternoon. Thank you for doing the show in my absence. I had a busy but great time with my grandkids. It was a last-minute trip. I was just trying to take some time off to take a break from the show briefly. And at the last minute, it worked out for me to go to Portland and spend New Year's Eve and New Year's Day with them, and that was fun. But thank you for doing the show in my absence.
Well, of course, it's an honor and a pleasure. I'm glad you got to see your family.
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's not a vacation. I mean, it's not a vacation, like it's not a rest vacation. Yeah. I'm getting away from the show, But, you know, I mean, there's stress and strain that goes along with, you know, dealing with grandkids. I love them dearly. I love being around them. But I was their mom and dad were gone, and I was alone with the grandkids one afternoon. And, you know, hide and go seek can get to be very physical, because when they find you, they jump on you. Also, there was a moment when they took me hostage. I was tied up. I was a prisoner. They asked me if I would be an aggressive prisoner so that they could be aggressive with me. But I was taken hostage, and I was a prisoner, and I was confined to this certain area of the living room area. And so it was it was crazy. I am sore in areas where I'm not normally sore, because I'm using muscles that I don't ordinarily use when, you know, kids are jumping on you. And look, I'm not 35 years old anymore. So, you know, these kids jumping on me, and the, you know, the bruises don't go away right away. But again, I love them, love the contact. But in some ways, coming back to the show and being with you in the afternoon is more relaxing than being with them. But again, I love being with them. The hotel that I stayed in had a hot tub and an indoor-outdoor pool that was heated, so they could go swimming. And it was cold in Portland the entire time I was there, but they had a chance to come to my hotel and swim and be in the hot tub, and that was always fun. All right, I got a little something for you that is from Oregon, from Portland, and I forgot it at my apartment, so I'll bring it in tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, well, I got something for you. It's in my office, so I'll give it to you. We'll do it tomorrow.
All right, great. All right, so, yeah, because you were gone before I was gone.
Yep.
And, yeah, you had a great time getting away to the Northeast.
Concord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Concord.
Until they canceled our flights coming back twice. Canceled, rebooked, canceled. We ended up renting a car and driving here from Providence, Rhode Island. It took 23 hours.
Was it weather?
Yeah.
The flights were weather related?
Yeah. Yeah, and I went deep on it. I was like, how does this explain to me how one airport in New York causes all these problems? I mean, I think I kind of like grok what that is, but I want to know specifically. And I mean, you know more about aviation than I do, so I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but they cancel 500 flights on Saturday so that they don't have to cancel 2,000 flights on Sunday. So even if the weather is clear on Sunday, there's no problems on Sunday, if you had to cancel 500 flights because of weather, you can't just move all those flights to Sunday, because all those airports, all those runways are already at capacity. Those crews are already working the maximum of hours they can work. So it becomes this logistical nightmare where there's the right. the whole system is so incredibly efficient. There's no inefficiencies in it anymore. They've all been ironed out. But that's the paradox of efficiency, because the more efficient a system is, the less resilient it is, and the more susceptible it is to these big, cascading collapses, as it were. So rather than book a third flight and have it get canceled too, we just drove.
But that had to be an adventure.
It was delightful.
I mean, it had to be great driving.
Honestly,
I love being on the road. I love flying, and I'm such a. I'm such a geek when it comes to flying and pilots and everything. But I love driving. I love being on the road.
Yeah, we went to a bunch of Buc-ee's. We went to several Buc-ee's. Ate good food. Listened to some good podcasts. Had some great conversations. You know, it was nice to just be trapped in the car with Julia for 14 hours and talk about our wedding and our lives and our careers and everything else. It was lovely.
Did you spend the night anywhere, or did you drive straight through?
We did. We spent the night in Harrisonburg, Virginia, which is home of James Madison University.
Wow.
It was great. We had a nice little cheeseburger, a little nightcap, crashed out, woke up 8 hours later, got right back on the road.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
It's fun. It's fun. I love being on the road. And if you enjoy the car that you're in, and I love driving my car, I really like being on the road. You know, the other thing that is different today. Remember years ago, you'd hear about planes circling.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh yeah, we're circling the airport. We were circling for an hour before we could land.
Right.
They don't do that anymore.
No.
If a plane doesn't take off until it already has a slot for landing at the other airport.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So sometimes they may be a little late pushing back from the gate. Sometimes they may be slightly delayed for a minute or two as they taxi, they'll slow things down because they don't actually take off until they already know they've got that slot
they've
to fit
it.
Into at the other airport.
They've got to time it out with the window for them to land. Man, that's crazy. Wow.
All right. So the Saints season is over. It ended yesterday with a loss to the Atlanta Falcons. I know that hurt. That doesn't feel good. But before that, the Saints had won four in a row. How do you feel about the Saints going into next season? Yeah, all right, so this season is over. We knew it was going to be painful. We knew it was going to be a rebuilding year, and it was. There were times that were more painful than I thought it was going to be, but there were also some really positive things. In particular, quarterback Tyler Shuck, and also rookie coach Kellen Moore. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel about Kellen Moore, Tyler Shuck, and the Saints going into the new season? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. On a scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling right now about the Saints going into next season? I'm Scoot on the air. It is great to be with you at the beginning of this brand new year, 2026. And we'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, let's hope it's a funky new year. I'm Scoot. Monday, January number 5, 2026. Man, for boomers, just the sound of the year 2026 sounds so futuristic. And I think in the coming days we can talk about some of the things that we thought might happen by 2026, things that didn't happen. You know, the world is not as futuristic as I thought it was going to be by 2026. I mean, looking back to, let's say, the mid-80s, you know, when we were projecting what the world might look like in 2025, 2026, it's not as futuristic as I thought it would be. But in many ways, there are very futuristic things that have become reality. So we'll talk about that over the next couple of days. Ian, when you were flying to your destination in New Hampshire or Vermont?
Concord, New Hampshire.
Concord. That's why they said they're Concord. When you were flying there, did you notice what I noticed? Something must have happened that has caused a change in the pre-flight recording, the pre-flight video, or what the flight attendants say. Because now they say, you know, if the plane, you know, essentially goes down and the slides are employed and you have to use the slide, if you're wearing high heels, please remove them before going down the slide. Something must have happened and somebody's heel got caught in the slide.
I think they've been saying that.
No, I don't remember that. I think it's new.
I don't remember the pre-flight video on the flight that we took to Boston.
Are you not paying attention?
I do remember.
I mean, are you not paying attention?
I do remember the video.
Put the flat end into the buckle and
I remember all that stuff.
Do you know where the exits are?
I know where the exits are. Sometimes they're behind you.
Yes, they are.
The lighted pathway will appear. Leave your luggage behind.
That's right.
You know, put on your own mask before helping others. I know all the little stuff.
Because, you know, there are people who are not paying attention. If the plane goes down, these people are going to be, oh, where do I go? What do I do?
What do I do? Oh, my God. We're all going to die.
Get out of the way. I know where the exit is. Okay.
My flight had a rather charming little video, a tightly produced little video package where
I had that too.
They were like, it's the 60s and this is everyone's got 60s hairdos and 60s outfits. And they were like, hey, man, like this is way like, I don't know, 60s hippie stuff. And then they were like, it's the 70s. It's a disco era. You know, put on your mask before helping others. They went through the decades as they were explaining the different safety procedures, which I think was an effective way to get people to watch.
That's really cool. What airline was that?
Delta.
I flew Delta and I didn't get that. I flew Delta and it took me two flights to get there. I was on four Delta flights and I didn't get that video.
Well, maybe you got the video. You were just thinking about how you were going to get your high heels off in case the slides were deployed because you don't want to puncture the slide.
Hey, nobody told me this before. I'm not taking off my heels. Okay, I got a fungus. I'm not taking off my heels.
Yikes.
I think that was a Frank Costanza thing. I'm not taking off my shoes. I got a toe fungus, okay? But somebody sent us a text. I mean, is that relatively new? I fly pretty often, and I never noticed them saying, if you're wearing high heel shoes, please remove them before going down the slide. And so it occurred to me that if they've added that, something must have happened and somebody's high heel shoe got caught in the slide. Also, you know, what about the people that just totally ignore the fasten seatbelt sign? You know, the plane just takes off. Oh, they're not even at 10,000 feet. You don't even have the go-ahead to use your electronic equipment at 10,000 feet. And they're already going down the aisle to go to the bathroom.
If there's bad turbulence, you will get injured. The reason that they have the test, I mean, you know, it's like this happened on a flight. I think it landed in Atlanta just a couple months ago where they say, you know, I'm using air quotes here. Turbulence, severe turbulence sent a couple passengers to the hospital. When they say turbulence sent passengers to the hospital, they mean the plane is porpoising like that, where it goes up at a very steep angle and then it comes back down at a very steep angle. And if you're not in a seat, you will fall to the back of the plane. Yeah. And then as soon as it pitches down, you'll fall back down to the front of the plane, banging off the chairs, banging off the ceilings. I mean, people die that way.
Yeah, but turbulence can also mean just severe, you know, rumblings. You know, the rumblings of the plane, and you know these planes are really really strong. You know, I've heard that the wing on some planes can stretch 8 feet in either direction before snapping off. You know, that's a lot of give.
Yeah.
You know, for that wing. And it is a miracle I'm not sick, because on the flight back, everybody was coughing.
No.
Everybody around me was sneezing and coughing. And anyway, I take the Airstream.
Yeah.
I take the air, and instead of putting it right on me, I put the stream between me and the passenger next to me, hoping that it's some kind of buffer that keeps the germs over there.
I mean, sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that probably works. Look, we are getting a bunch of texts here. Everybody's piling in here. Paul in Michigan, Rose, Soothsayer Sam, they all say that we've been telling people to take off their high heels back in the 70s. Been doing that for a long time.
Seriously, yeah? I can't believe I didn't notice that.
I mean, maybe they don't do it on every plane, every time, every airline. I mean, you know, who knows?
Wow, I'm surprised. I mean, I pay attention to these things, I know how to do the seatbelt. I mean, if you don't know how to do the seatbelt, I don't think you should leave home. But I look for the exits, and I know the rest of the spiel, so I don't pay attention to every word, but I thought the high heel thing was a relatively new thing, but maybe I'm mistaken.
I would love to evacuate an airplane. I would love to practice that. You know, I don't want to be in an actual emergency situation. Don't get it twisted. But if there was like a Fear Factor or something, like Flight Emergency Simulator, where you gotta, okay, everybody, like the power goes out, depressurized, masks come down. You know, you gotta figure out like how to, you know, tell every, like, you know, follow the little lights. Yeah. The nearest exit might be behind you. Take off your high heels. I think that would be really fun.
You know, there'd be some arrogant drag queen on there, trans person drag queen, who's not going to want to say, I'm not taking off my high heels. I don't care what anybody says.
This is about safety.
Yeah, I know. It is. So anyway, let's do a couple of more quick texts before the break.
Here's a text that says, go Hawks. I am cheering for the Seahawks this postseason. I lived up there for 33 years. I believe the Saints can make the playoffs next season, so I feel good about 2026.
Good, yeah. I feel good about the Saints for next season, too. So we're talking about this. Try to be specific here. On a scale of 1 to 10, rate your excitement about the Saints going into this next season, in particular with quarterback Tyler Shuck and new rookie coach, Kellen Moore. You know, the Falcons fired their coach after just 2 years. Other coaches have been fired. It's a Black Monday. This is the Monday after the season ends. A lot of coaches get fired. Nobody should be surprised that Pete Carroll got fired, former coach of the Seahawks, current coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. And I heard Stephen A. Smith earlier today talking about how the Raiders are going to get the first pick in the draft, and you know the top pick is going to be a quarterback, probably the quarterback from Indiana. Nobody should make that decision except minority owner Tom Brady of the Raiders in Las Vegas, and I would agree with that.
He's probably pretty busy delivering those pizzas.
That is a great commercial,
yeah?
By the way.
You thought so?
I think it's a great commercial because they've got Tom Brady. If you haven't seen it, they've got Tom Brady saying, you know, look, you know, one thing I did when I was in football, and I'm paraphrasing here. One thing I did when I was in football is, you know, during the snap, you know, you say the word hut, hut, you know, hike the ball, hut. I don't know where that came from, but he said, hut.
Hut, hut.
So he is now delivering pizzas for Pizza Hut, and he gets to go to the door and go, here's your Pizza Hut. And I think that's very creative.
I can't believe it took him so many decades at Pizza Hut to figure out that there was a tie-in there where they could use the play caller to sell pizzas. Yeah. Pat in The View is listening today. He says, Scoot, I believe the Saints have their quarterback for next year, but the word momentum gets thrown around at the end of a season. Teams have major roster turnover year to year, especially this roster. Over half of the roster will be replaced. Momentum will start over in 2026. Will the Saints move on from AK, Cam, etc., or continue to extend them? This roster has to get younger and better quick. Look how many starters were in street clothes yesterday.
Yeah, look, here's something else, too. The Saints have lost a lot of good players. They've lost players that become great players on other teams. Are the Saints going to be able to keep their good players? Are we going to be able to keep Chris Olave? Sometimes I think the Saints have to bite the bullet and keep those good players. Anzalone, linebacker. You know, here's a guy who, the Saints let him go. I don't remember the details of that. But, he was constantly mentioned in the game, the games that the Lions played this year. And Rashid Shaheed was mentioned. He's with the Seahawks now. And I agree with you. I'm kind of pulling for the Seahawks and one other team as well. So in addition to rating the Saints going into the next season, what team are you pulling for to get to the Super Bowl and to win it? All right, let's go to a break here. We're coming back with more of your texts. And if you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jugglers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So here we are at the beginning of another brand new year. It's 2026. And with the beginning of every new year comes the hope that things are going to be better. You and I can make things better in 2026, no matter what the politicians do, if we have a better attitude about everything. And if we realize that by being active voters, we have a lot of control over the city, the state, and the country. So one of my hopes for 2026 is that America just be positive. That Americans are not only positive, but they take a part in government and they pay attention to what's going on. But, I'm optimistic. I think there are a lot of great things that will happen in this year. And I'm hoping that personally it's a great year for me, and I hope it's a great year for you as well. All right, I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. You're listening to WWL. How do you feel about the Saints following their final game yesterday, a loss to the Falcons? How do you feel about the Saints going into next season? No, I mean, in a rebuilding process, it would be really pretty incredible to go to the Super Bowl in the second year of rebuilding. But I don't think we should consider anything impossible. Everything should be possible, and that should be the attitude. It shouldn't be like, well, it's the second year of rebuilding. There's no way we'll get to the Super Bowl. I really think there should be optimism and the expectation that, this team could be really, really great. I feel good about Kellen Moore, and there were times in the season when I wondered if he was the right head coach. I feel good about Kellen Moore now. I feel good about quarterback Tyler Shuck. I don't think we need a quarterback. I didn't think we would need a place kicker, and Charlie Smith has done a great job, but he did miss one, and maybe there's a better place kicker out there. And then I said at the beginning of the show, if you watched Sunday Night Football last night between the Ravens and the Steelers, what the hell? The Steelers miss an extra point. Their field goal kicker, extra point kicker, misses the extra point. And so it's 26-24. So instead of a three-point lead, it's a two-point lead. So all the Ravens have to do is come down and score a field goal, and they win the game. So, toward the end of the game, Lamar Jackson was incredible. Two Steelers in the fourth quarter had him wrapped up, but they didn't close the deal. I mean, there were two Steelers. They were on him, but they didn't bring him down. You gotta close your arms around the legs. And Jackson gets out, throws this incredible touchdown pass, and so now it's 17-13. Well, then later it's 26-24 after the Ravens score a touchdown. Lamar Jackson, huge pass from about the 20-yard line, and so then they've got this this chip shot for the field goal kicker. And he misses it. It was just an easy field goal. And it seems like a lot of these kickers just cannot deal with pressure. When it's a kick they have to make, they don't make it. That extra point was a must extra point. The guy missed it. I think it was Chris Boswell. And then when it came to the field goal for the Ravens, the guy missed it. I mean, nobody could believe that he missed it. And missing it sent the Ravens home and sent the Steelers to the playoffs. So it was just an amazing game. And there have been some really incredible games. So on a scale of 1 to 10, rate your excitement about the Saints going into the next season. I mean, I know a lot can happen in the offseason. I hope we manage to keep the good players and not just let them go, because too often we let good players go and they go to be superstars with other teams. We got to figure out who those good players are and try to keep them. DeMario Davis says he is going to be back. We don't yet know about Taysom Hill, about Alvin Kamara, and who else? Cam Jordan. We still don't know about them. But these guys put in a lot of work during this rebuilding year, and I think next year is going to be a lot better. I would think that some, if not all of them, might want to stick around for one more season to reap the benefits of what they worked toward earlier in the season. So, you know, we made a lot of progress. I mean, the Saints made a hell of a lot of progress. And also, what team are you pulling for since the Saints aren't in the playoffs? There are two teams in particular that I would like to see go to the Super Bowl, and I would love either one of them to win it. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later. Also, still to come, we have to talk about the ban on handheld cell phone use in the car right here in Louisiana is in effect, and they're going to actually enforce it. So keep that in mind. Get off your handheld phones. It's illegal, and they say they're going to enforce it. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1975, The Wiz premiered on Broadway at the Majestic Theater. 2 years, no, 3 years later, in 1978, it became a movie with Michael Jackson and Diana Ross. But here's a song he's on down the road from The Wiz, premiering on this day in 1975. We'll be right back on WWL. A sad note on the Scoot on the Air calendar. It was on this day in 1998 that Sonny Bono of Sonny and Cher died in a skiing accident in Nevada. This is close to South Lake Tahoe, California. He was 62 years old, a very advanced skier. He went off the course to do some tree skiing, and his head hit a tree, and he died. Apparently, he might have been on pain medication while he was doing this. His wife and his two kids were with him on the slopes, but they didn't actually witness the accident. But yeah, this is the day that Sonny Bono died hitting a tree while skiing. Those of you who are going skiing, I would call in advance to see if there's snow, because there's no snow on Mount Hood in Portland. It's amazing. It's early January, no snow. And then one of my flights to Portland landed in Salt Lake City, and the mountains are right there in Salt Lake City. No snow on the mountains. It really is incredible how little snow there is out there. So check that before you leave. I'm Scoot. A lot more still to come. We'll be right back on WWL.